Hello, I'm Stephen Goodwin. It's Tuesday, the 30th of October, and welcome to episode number 8 of The Beer Crate, the podcast for ale lovers the world over. Each week, we'll be looking at the world of beer and brewing, investigating local, national, and international breweries, and of course, tasting a wide selection of beers, ales, and ciders. Lager boys need not apply. After the news and drinker's diary, we focus this episode on cider, explaining the process by which it's made, discover some places outside of Somerset that make it, quickly taste 5 different ciders, and conclude with a cider influence, try before you die. So, let's get cracking. News. In Green King are testing a new beer engine, enabling a pint of their St. Edmunds to be poured with either a light fizzy or tight creamy head, as these are the preferences of drinkers from the south and north of England, respectively. I think southerners get the better end of this deal, and I would expect within a few years that everyone will be going for this more fulsome pint. And fitting news for this cider-oriented show, as Green Goblin Oaked Age Cider is about to sell its 1 millionth bottle. It was only launched in February, so this is a good sign for the uptake of cider in Britain. Green Goblin comes from the Wychwood Brewery, which you may remember from last week as the ones who are also behind Braxbeer Bitter. And cider makers Aspel, that we'll be mentioning later in the show, is looking to expand. They plan on extending their organic orchards, consolidating production into a single building, and doubling the size of its Suffolk plant. Let's hope this increase in growth leads to a sustainable increase in product, otherwise they may find themselves overreaching and will lose one of the better-known cider producers in the UK. Drinker's Diary. And as the season continues to wind down, we have just 2 festivals this week. West Hertfordshire Sports Club is the venue for the Watford Beer Festival, taking place this year between Thursday the 8th and Saturday the 10th of November. This is on Park Avenue in Watford. Also near London, but heading south, is Woking Beer Festival. This takes place over just 2 days, Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th. This is at Woking Leisure Centre, and we will put the addresses on the website. What is cider? Cider is basically any alcoholic drink made from the fermented juice of the apple family. This includes apples, pears, hawthorn, and quince, although apple is by far the most popular. By convention, cider made from pears is normally called perry, although this applies generally to the UK, Sweden proudly tags its Koperbergs as a pear cider. Additionally, the US will often use the word cider to mean apple juice, applying the phrase hard cider for that which contains alcohol. Since the UK has more cider drinkers than anywhere else in the world, we'll use the UK designation. The process of cider is fairly simple. Apples are harvested from trees and ground down into pomace. This is sometimes known as pomage, but which can also refer to the solid remains of any pressed fruit. This pomace pulp is then pressed into a more solid shape called the cheese. Multiple layers of this cheese are then used, each separated with straw and wood racks, and squeezed together, thereby extracting the juice, known as must. This must is then fermented between 4 and 16 degrees Celsius. Just before all the sugar has turned to alcohol, however, the cider is racked into new vats, leaving the dead yeast behind. It's then in this new environment that the cider can ferment the rest of the sugar and generate the CO2 to give it its fizziness. This racking process can be applied several times, with optional sugar being added, thus increasing the alcohol content. Like beer, ciders come in different forms and have a differing cachet with drinkers. White ciders and the pasteurized and force carbonated ciders have the same elitist appeal as lager shandy would to an ale drinker. That is, none at all. Many of the ciders available are, alas, of this type. Magners, Bulmers and Strongbow all fit roughly into this category. The others are scrumpies, and although asking 100 different cider drinkers for the meaning of the term, you will get 100 answers. Most revolve around the idea that scrumpy is rough and cloudy, young and quite a prestigious drink. Those that are not scrumpy lovers will usually use the term unsophisticated or horrid. They're wrong. Those wanting a refreshing summer fizzy drink should definitely go for the Magners or the Bulmers. However, for those that prefer a more complex drink, farmhouse ciders and scrumpies will definitely be at the top of their list, and these will be the ones we are reviewing today on Quick Tastings. Outside of Somerset. So many of the great ciders are produced in Somerset, it would be impossible to list them all. That's not to say there are no bad ciders from that area, it's just you have a better chance of finding something stunning if you live or visit southwest England. For those outside this hallowed province, you might be surprised by the other major cider-producing regions in the UK. This week we'll cover just a few of them. Hertfordshire is located to the south of the West Midlands and produces 36 million gallons of cider each year, and it's home to at least 16 different producers, one of them being Weston's, who are the third largest producer in the UK. When Mr. Weston came to farm at the town of Much Markle in 1878, the cider was produced for the workers themselves. Sensing an opportunity, Weston set about gaining customers through grassroots support and word of mouth. They still produce a number of good ciders, although the process is far from traditional. This is due mostly to size, but it is still an independent family business, so one can hope that will continue. Also from Herefordshire is Bulmers, now controlled by Scottish and Newcastle, and touted as the world's largest cider maker. They're responsible for most of the cider you get in high street pubs, such as Strongbow, Woodpecker, Scrumpy Jack, and Bulmers itself. One amusing piece of trivia is that the founder, Percy Bulmer, has an elder brother who turned down the opportunity to teach English to the children of the King of Siam. This was a post later taken by Anna Leon Owens, who in turn inspired the musical The King and I. Worcestershire has around 14 companies, including Barbourne, Barker's and Knight's. In most cases, these are farms producing both cider and perry. Suffolk have fewer cider producers, totalling about 7, but this does include Aspall's, which do very clean-tasting drinking ciders in addition to the cider vinegar, for which they're probably better known. Devon and Cornwall, with their geographical proximity to Somerset, have a good number of cider presses. Devon, for example, houses the Fowler's Scrumpy Company, guilty for producing the rather good and wonderfully named Fowler Scrumpy and Cripple Cock, both of which were given to me by my sister when she was working in the region. It's also home to Sandford Orchards, Simon's Farm Cider, and Countryman Cider. And finally, despite the number of cider makers in Cornwall, only one houses a full distillery to produce apple brandy and fruit spirits. That one is Cornish Cider Farm, a working farm in Penhallow. In addition to providing cider, it's a place that also has guided tours, tractor rides, and tastings. Tastings. In this section, we give a brief yet discriminating summary of a number of different beers from around the world. All have been personally tasted and graded. Naturally, everyone has different tastes, and these are mine, so your mileage may vary. Winkley Medium Sweet Cider. This is a scrumpy-like cider that comes in at 6%, but it's very thin and transparent, looking almost like a weak apple cordial. The taste is not as thin as it looks, however, and is actually quite boisterous, which probably affects the judgment of those that have tried it. It's okay as a drinking cider, but probably better as an accompaniment to a strong-flavoured meal. 5 out of 10. Also from Winkley is their medium dry cider. This is similar in look and feel to the sweet, but with a more solid mouthfeel. It's also 6%, and all the other comments still apply. It's also better as an accompaniment to food, perhaps fish and chips, but still not one you can evangelise fully about at the cider festivals, but definitely worth trying at 6.5 out of 10. Hex Blakeney Red. The quickest review of this is to say brilliant. The longer version requires that I mention it is a Somerset-made medium perry at 6.5%. It has a full scrumpy-like taste with an enjoyable tartness to the side of the mouth. I also think it follows through very well, with enough kick and single variety flavours to make food an unnecessary extra, which could possibly detract from the taste. A very easy 8.5 out of 10. Old Monte Dry Cider, from the Montgomery Cider Makers. With a golden haze and 6%, this is a good sour Welsh cider that coats the mouth well, and although it is a little rough in places, it finishes with a nice tight dryness. If you've ever had the Hex cider, such as the Kingston Black or the Blakeney Red, this is a slightly rougher version of those, and I mean that in a good way. It's very good and easily worth 7.5 out of 10. Wilkins Dry Cider. 6%, this comes from Wedmore in Somerset and is a dry, warm, soft cider. It follows the traditions of a solid scrumpy, with its typical mouthfeel and the apple acidity which sits in the mouth for a good 30 seconds after you drink. And while it has a fluid taste, it lacks any real oomph to be a heavyweight contender. That said, it is definitely the better half of the selection, so an easy 7.5 out of 10 for this one. Try Before You Die. In this section of the show, we will cast a discerning eye over the best beers that this world has to offer. We shall mention its history, the brewery behind the beer, and why we feel this is a superior brew worthy of your attention. This week, Kingston Black from Hex. This is a superb cider cum scrumpy, named from the Kingston Black cider apple, which Hex grow in their own local orchards. This variety of apple is named from the village near Taunton in Somerset, as opposed to Kingston-on-Thames or Kingston, Jamaica. This is an apple that flowers mid-season and is cropped around now, mid-October to early November time. So, what does it taste like? Fantastic. At 8%, it is a strong, dry cider with a spicy tang that envelops the mouth, and complex apple juices and a tautness at the back. This is a single variety cider, so all of these tastes come from the apple's inherent bittersweet, bitter-sharp zest, and is a sure sign of the solid depth of the drink that so much flavour can come through without resorting to the cheap tricks of mixing and blending, so often used to increase flavour. Visually, it's decent, with orange and yellow and gold colours, depending on the light, and while it appeals to the seasoned cider drinker, those familiar to the traditional pub stalwarts of Blackthorn, Bulmers or Magners might be put off by the cloudiness that's present. Don't be. If you need any more persuasion, let me just say this won the National Cider and Perry Championship in 2006. As a brewery, Hex is still family-owned and has a true farmhouse cider business ethos and produces cider that has adopted this philosophy since 1840, continuing to use the same traditional methods. In 1896, they started selling to the public and have never looked back. Hex brew a number of different ciders, with most hitting the 6.5 ABV, a sure sign of real cider, and not the weak, fizzy apple juice you normally get to buy in supermarkets. The brewery is now housed in Street, Somerset, and sells the cider from its own shop. This also stocks equally good apple juice, for the designated driver of the group, along with the usual farmhouse produce. But despite discovering their Blakeney Red at this year's Bedford Beer Festival, the Kingston Black is still my favourite, and that's why it's this week's Cider Influenced Try Before You Die. Okay, that wraps it up for this week. To give us a tasting of your opinions, you can email us on thebeercrate@gmail.com. If you prefix the subject line with two colons, you can be sure to avoid the spam filters. Remember to enjoy everything from the Beer Crate safely and responsibly, so you can be back here with us next week. Until then, cheers. Has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution, No Commercial, No Derivatives version. See www.thebeercrate.com for details.